Do you believe money equals influence? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We often think to ourselves that if we just had more money, we could influence more people. Well, that's a myth, and here's why. This false belief is built upon the idea that money is needed to influence others for our cause, our beliefs, or our view of the world. True influence doesn't come from money. History is replete with examples of wealthy people who had no influence whatsoever. Many men and women died rich, but in absolute lonely obscurity. However, history is also replete with examples of poor people who had tremendous influence. Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver, and Rosa Parks are just a few. Jesus Christ himself did not see money as a necessary means for his mission to be accomplished. He praised the poor widow, who even in the midst of her poverty, gave everything she had to live on. Mother Teresa had almost no money or possessions, yet her influence spread from the slums of India around the world and ultimately led to the Nobel Peace Prize. Years ago, I spent some time with a Brazilian pastor whose church had over 6,000 members. He started it with a handful of people, and it grew stronger and stronger over the years. Despite the large church budget, he chose to live simply. When I asked him about this, he replied, "My Savior wore sandals." This pastor had no need to try and impress people. Like Jesus, he did not see money as influence. Now, if you're struggling with financial myths, our budget coaching program can put you on the road to financial freedom. Just go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. And if you want to become a volunteer budget coach, we need your help to serve the growing demand. Begin your journey today at crown.org.